Good evening.
Good evening.
Well, please join me in saying the Anna Bakoach. Anna Bakoach, the Dula Chimincha, Sati, Sera, Alpha Gimel, Yitzhak, Sadi. Kabel rimas amcha sagvenu aharenu no ra ufreshayim sintet nun na gibor dorshei chutcha evavat sham lem Yun Gimel Dalet, Yitzchak Shin. Barhem Tacharem, Rakamei Sipkadcha, Tami, Tam, Lame, Betet Reish, Saditav Gimel. Chasim Kadosh, Berov Tucha, Nael, Adata, Tet kufet tet nunayim. Yachid geye lamcha pene zopre kiddushata. Yud gimalamed pei zayin kuf. The letters of the month of Elul, the Resh, that created the planet Kohav, the planet Mercury, and the Yud that created the constellation Betulah, the Virgo. Together, the Resh and the Yud have a gematria of 210, the same as the Hebrew word gredu, which means to go down, as in Abraham went down to Egypt, but also as Hashem comes down during the month of Elul to make our tool of Teshuvah easier. Shabbatenu kabel, ushma tziyakatenu, yodea salumo, shinkufav tzadiyuta. Here now, we've brought the energy of creation into our space. We're now going to separate between the right column energy and the left column energy of this creation, utilizing the 13 attributes. Adonai Yohei Wahei, Adonai Yohei Wahei, El Rachum V'chanum, Erech Apayim, No Tzecheset La'alavim, No Se'awon La'pesha, V'chata'av V'nakei. We're going to connect to the energy of certainty, utilizing a verse from the Sulam commentary on the Zohar from Parasha Yitro, Pasuk 29, and I will start with the L'shem Yichud. L'shem Yichud kudsha b'richu ishkinte b'dhilu, erhimu d'hilu d'hilu erhimu. Le'ata l'shem yud hei b'vav hei, v'yehuda shilim b'shem kol Yisrael, limud Torah mitzvah, la'asok Torah mitzvah, v'yehi no'am Adonai Eloheinu aleinu ma'asei adeinu konene, aleinu ma'asei adeinu konenehu. Rabbi Abba Amar Beka Matar, Tane nandekucha, Eichu koma diaved, Leela huetata, Kolaihu kishot biovada, Dikshot, Beleela mila bialma, Evae varnash, Vedafia, Leia mine ya ulan haga. Leia kalana de hakulu olada. Dikshot inun wikola isterich be alma. The energy of the year 5778 is to bow to Hashem in order to walk with Hashem. There are two verses that connect to this energy. The first that we study is 2 Samuel chapter 13, verse 6. Vayishkav Amnon vayifal vayavo hamelech liroto vayomer Amnon. El HaMelech Tavo Natamar Achoti Utlaber Ve'ene Shete Levivo Ve'evre Biyada. The second verse that we studied is from Psalms. It's chapter 32, verse 5. Concealed in this verse as the name of the year, Tashin Ayin Chet. The letters of this name are separated by three letters each. Chatati odiacha, wawoni lo kisiti, amarti ode ale peshai, ladonai ohe wahe. We atana sata won hatati sela. The year 5777 has the energy of the goat and as also of the wake up call. There are two verses from the Tanakh that connect to this energy. The first verse that we study is from Lamentations, chapter 3, verse 52. Sod saduni katsipor o yavai finan. When we take the first letters of these words, we have satskiyah, which translates as appear like brothers. When we have Dir Yam, we have a sea of tenants is the translation. The second verse that connects to this energy is Joshua chapter 23, verse 8. Concealed in this verse is the letters of the year, Tashin Ayin Zion. These letters are separated by seven letters each. Kim va Adonai yo he wahe Elohechem tadivaku kasher asitem ad hayom hazeh. The year 5776 has the energy of the pause that refreshes. There are also two verses that connect to this energy from the Tanakh. The first that we study is 2 Chronicles chapter 29, verse 34. Raka kohanim ha'yulimat. Velo yachlu lehavshit et kol haolot vayehaskum achechem halevim ad kelo tamlacha v'ad yitkadshu hakohanim ki halevim yishrei levav lehitkadesh me hakohanim. This verse has 25 words. When we take the first letter of these words, we were able to permute them into eight names of God. Adonai Yohei Wahei, Lalahei Wawawa, Yolayo Alame, Hey Hey Hey, Aka'a, Rekaha. The second verse is from Isaiah chapter 26, verse 4. Yidhu Adonai Yohei Wahei. Ade ad kibia yo he adonai yo he wa he tu olami. The year 5775 has the energy of swallowing death forever. There are three verses that connect to this energy in the Tanakh. The first is from Job 7, chapter 7, verse 19. Kama lo tishemi meni lo tarpeni atili ruki. The next is 1 Samuel chapter 23, verse 23. Uru udu mikol hamachavoiya. Asher yitchabe sham v'shavtem Eilai el nahum V'halati yitchem V'chayayim yeshna V'aretz v'chipasti Oto b'kol alfei yichuda. And the third verse is also from Job. It's chapter 20, verse 7. Kegelo lanetzach Yo babe ro out yo mu yo. The year 5774 has the energy of peace in the Middle East. There's only one verse that connects to this energy in the Tanakh. That's 2 Samuel chapter 7, verse 10. Wasam ti makom leami le Israel. Untati vishakan, tata vilo yergas, od vilo yosifu, vene avlala anoto, ka asher barishona. We're now going to connect to the 72 names of God. We do this using the tool of the lettered sound with its root vowel in sequence. Wahe wayo layo sayote alame mehe shila lahe aka aka heta hezayo alada la awahe hea yozalame behe heleyo he kome. Wa a wa ka la yo, la wa wa pe he la, nu la ha yo yo yo, me la he 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 wa, nu ta he he a a, yo le ta shi a he, yo le yo yo, a wa me, la ka be wa shi re, yo he wa la he he, ka wa ko me nu da. Anu yo he ame we he a yo yoza. Hey 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 me yo ha wa wa la yo la he. Sa a la ya re yo a shi la me yo he. Wa he he wa da nu yo he he shi ame me. Nu nu a ya nu yo ta me be he pe wa yo. Nu me me yo yo la he re he me tsa re wa me be yo he he anu wa me he yo da me be me nu ko ayo wa he baka be wa re a he yo be me he yo yo me wa me. We'll now connect to the 72 names that were revealed by the Tzaddikim. We'll use the same tool. wah, 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 yo, 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 sa, be, te, me, me, be, she, la, yo, hey, anu, wa, ka, me, ta, hey, hey, yo, anu, da, la, hey, wa, me, hey, me, ya, yo, ta, la, me, re, hey, hey, yo, yo, hey, me, me. La wa wa ka be yo la yo wa pe nu la nu me ha yo he yo me nu he 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 wa nu yo he a he she a yo re ta she a he re la yo a wa me la yo be wa he re yo yo wa la he he ka a ko me nu da Anu yo he wa me re he a yo he za he she he me ka ha wa wa la yo yo he sa a la re yo a la me ta he wa he wa da la yo he yo she a la me nu he a nu wa ta me la he pe a yo nu ko me yo re la Hey, be, hey, me, zare. Wa, hey, be, yo, wa, hey, a la, wa, me, zayo. Da, hey, be, me, ta, ko, a la, a, hey, hey, wa. Re, la, hey, yo, yo, me, hey, la, yo, me, hey, me. We're now going to do the meditation, the Ma meditation that unifies heart and mind. You can find the handout on the Revealed Wisdom Matrix. Look for the words Ma, M-A-H. We essentially use the same tool. Yo wa da, yo wa da he a, yo wa da he a wa a wa. Yo wa da he a wa a wa he a. Yo wa da, yo wa da he a. Yo wa da he a wa a wa. Yo wa da he a wa a wa he a. Yo wa da, yo wa da he a. Yo wa da he a wa a wa. Yo wa da he a wa a wa he a. Yo wa da, yo wa da he a. Yo wa da he a wa a wa. Yo wa da he a wa a wa he a. The names of the Sadiqim who left this day. Which is the fourth day of, excuse me, the third day of Elul. Rabbi Yisachar Bercha, Lefer of Nadvorna. Rabbi Yitzhak Yeshaya Halberstam. Rabbi Moshe Friedman. Rabbi Shraga Feivel Mendowitz. And Rabbi Shalom Eichenstein of Zidichov Spatz. In the eighth verse of the Anabakoach, we say in a whisper, tonight's class is some writings of the Ari. You can find the handout on the Revealed Wisdom Matrix in the Row 14, the second column from the left, that'll open up to the Ari's writings landing page. Scroll down till you find Parashah Shoftim, the Parashah of this coming Shabbat. You'll find two links under that. We're starting with the first one, and we'll see how far we get. title of this essay is Conveyance of Leah's Higher Wisdom. Kabbalah details the manner of imparting divine consciousness onto a developing world. In this week's Torah reading, the mitzvah to appoint a king is given. Among the laws concerning kings is the prohibition that he should not have many wives. As is known, our sages state that this means that a king is permitted to have up to 18 wives. This is based on the fact that when King David had 6 wives, and God told him, I would add to these similarly and similarly again. I would like to explain this number. Note the facet of the intellect that Zeron Pin receives from Abba is vested first in Netzach Hod and Yesod of Abba. In order to be transmitted to Zeron Pin, the intellect or the mentality of Abba must first be vested in Abba's own Netzach Hod and Yesod, or a triad of actualization. Similarly, the intellect, it, Zeron Pin, receives from Ima, is first vested in Netzach Hod and Yesod of Ima. Netzach Hod Yesod of Abba or Ima are present in Zeron Pin as vessels for his three aspects of mentality. It's an unwritten commentary. What it's really saying is in order to give from above, it must first be within above. The 7 lower sephirot, the emotional sephirot, the creative sephirot, do not have the upper sephirot. Here we're being told that yes, they do, but they first must come from the sephirot of actualization, Netzach Hod and Yesod, of wherever they're coming from, the right column or the left column. Continuing to read. Then the Netzach Hod Yesod of Abba are vested in the Netzach Hod Yesod of Ima. And after this, the Netzach Hod Yesod of Ima, together with all the aspects of divine light that we have said, are vested in them. They enter Zeron Pin. So we see that we have 3 aspects from the right column, 3 aspects from the left column, for a total of 6 aspects that are going to flow through Zeron Pin in order to get to Malchut. Continuing to read. These mentalities derived from Abba and Ima are called the image. In Hebrew, the word is tselem, which is usually translated as a shadow. It's the tselem of Abba and the image or tselem of Ima, respectively. The 2 sub-sephirot of Malchut within Abba and Ima must perforce enter Zeron Pin with them, since they are lower than Netzach Hod and Yesod of the higher worlds. Thus they are forced into Zeron Pin by the descending triads of Netzach Hod Yesod of Abba and Ima. Thematically, this means that expression, malchut, is intrinsically tied to the drive towards self-actualization, which is netzach hod and yesod of the mental sefirot. These two sub-sefirot of malchut are actually the two crowns of the two sub-sefirot of yesod of Abba and Ima, as is known. Now the sub-sefirot of netzach hod yesod of Abba or Ima are masculine. They are present in Zeranpin for its own purposes, in order to act as vessels that transmit these intellects to Zeranpin. But the two sub-sefirot of Malchut, of Abba and Ima, are feminine and are not present in Zeranpin for its own purposes. Rather, they cause the partsuf of Leah to egress, to exit from Zeranpin, which is situated behind the dot of Zeranpin. Since Malchut is connected to Yesod, Leah is therefore connected to Zeranpin at the point behind its dot. Generally, Leah is identified with thought and Rachel with speech. Leah is the higher partsuf of Malchut, the Netzach, Hod, Yesod triads of the higher partsufim are vested in the Chachma, Bina, and Dat of Zeranpin. In a one-to-one correspondence, thus Yesod of Abba and Ima is vested in Dat of Zeranpin. And this is why Leah is situated behind the Dat of Zeranpin. Generally, Leah is identified with thought and Rachel with speech. Thought is the highest of the three forms of expression, thought, speech, action, and is most closely connected with intellect. We have already explained that four aspects of Leah issue from these two malchuts as follows. The first Leah is connected to Yesod of Abba. The second and third are connected to Yesod of Ima, which flows Yesod of Abba. The fourth is situated behind Zeranpin. Now the first and third are radiances of Abba. The second and fourth are radiances of Ima. Thus their order is Abba, Ima, Abba, Ima. For of the two that are connected to Yesod of Ima, the first is a radiance of Ima, and the second is a radiance of Abba, that simply emerges at that point. Now there are four aspects of intellect in Abba, Chachma, Bina, and the sources of Chesed and Gevurah within Dat. Even though we normally speak of three aspects of intellect, Dat includes within it the sources of Chesed and Gevurah, meaning the propensity to accept or reject, since the purpose of Dat is distinguishing and choosing. This is why the head tefillin has four compartments. All of these four radiances emerge as the first Leah. The latter three emerge as the second Leah. The latter two is the third Leah, and the final one by itself. For example, the states of Gevurah within Dat of Abba emerges as the fourth Leah, which is the most external of all of them. First, all four aspects of Abba's intellect shine together. Then only the lower three, then only the lower two, and finally only the lowest one by itself. Abel was therefore born together with two twin sisters who embodied the first and third partsufim of Leah. Furthermore, Malchut of Abba becomes the Partsuf we have called here, the first Leah. Malchut of Ima becomes the Partsuf of the second Leah. Then the first Leah of Abba shines outward, breaking through to the position of the second Leah, Malchut of Ima, emerging there and becoming the third Leah. Similarly, the second Leah, Malchut of Ima, shines outward, breaking through the dot of Zeranpin and emerging behind Zeranpin's neck and becoming the fourth Leah. This is known as the knot of the head tefillin, as is known. Now know that since the fourth most external Leah is situated outside Zeranpin, it couples only with Israel, which is Zeranpin itself, or with Yaakov, which, as we know, emerges also from the radiance of Yesod of Abba that shines outside of Zeranpin, exactly analogous to this fourth Leah. The difference between Yaakov and the fourth Leah is that the former is male, originating in the Yesod of Abba, and the latter is female, originating in Malchut of Ima. This is why they can couple. The first and third Leah, which are Malchut of Abba, and the radiance emanating from it, couple with the Yesod, the male of Abba. The second Leah, which is Malchut of Ima, couples with the Yesod of Ima. And I am adding, do you think that when we learn about the various lights of the Partsuf of Rachel, we will find that the coupling will be female to female, and even possibly male to male? Now, Yesod of Abba was embodied in Abel, the son of Adam. He was therefore born together with two twin sisters, who embodied the first and third Partsufim of Leah. Yesod of Ima was embodied in Cain, who was born with only one twin sister, who embodied the Malchut of Ima, the second Leah. What would have been his, the second twin sister, the radiance of Malchut of Ima that shines forth outside of Zeranpin, becoming the fourth Leah, is not situated inside Zeranpin, close to Yesod of Ima, but rather on the outside. It therefore does not couple at all with Yesod of Ima, with Cain. Cain and Abel married their twin sisters. Keep in mind that all these four Partsufim are called Leah, even though they also have individual names, as we will explain. We must also tell you that these four aspects of Leah derive from the inner mentalities of Zeranpin, which is known as the Tzaddik of the Tselem, which has been explained elsewhere and will be explained presently. Let us return to this matter in brief. Know that there are three aspects of the mentalities of Zeranpin, alluded to in the three letters of the word Tselem, which means an image or a shadow. Tselem is spelled Tzadik Lamed Mem. The letter Tzadik indicates the inner mentalities, while the Lamed Mem indicate the aspects that surround them. The inner mentalities refers to the nine sub-sephirot from Keter to Yesod, even compounded of 10 sub-sub-sephirot, giving 9 times 10, or 90. The numerical value of tzaddik, of the letter tzaddik. The numerical value of lamed and mem are 30 and 40, respectively, referring to the triad of Keter, Chachma, and Bina, and the four sub-sephirot of Keter, Chachma, Bina, and Das, considered collectively and compounded by 10 sub-sephirot each, giving 3 times 10 is 30, and 4 times 10, which is 40. These two ways of considering the intellect and the super-intellect are relatively surrounding, makif, since they do not consider how the intellect is maintained within the emotions. In contrast, the full array represented by the sadi does consider the intellect manifested in the emotions and is therefore considered inner, panimi, referring to how the intellect has entered into the emotions. I am adding, the above paragraph with contemplation will help you your understanding of Or Makif, surrounding light, and Or Panimi, inner light. These are important Kabbalistic concepts. This is true of the Tselem of the mentalities of Zerantin, which are derived from Ema, and the same is true of the mentalities of Zerantin, derived from Abba. Thus, there is Tselem derived from Abba and a Tselem derived from Ema. Nonetheless, know that the term Tselem refers mainly to garments of the mentalities, Netzachot and Yesod of Ema. This is seen in the fact that the numerical value of Tselem plus the Kolel is the same as that of the same Echie, spelled out with the letter Yud, which signifies Ema. Echie is spelled Aleph He Yud He. Aleph, which is Aleph Lamed Pe, is 111. He, which is He Yud, is 15. Yud, which is Yud Vav Dalet, is 20. He, which is He Yud, is 15. This totals 161. Tselem is spelled Sadiq Lamed Mem, 90 plus 30 plus 40, which comes to 160. Thus, Netzachot Yesod of Ema are termed the Tselem and the mentalities themselves. The lights are not termed Tselem. Relative to each other, the Chachma, Bina, Dat of the Partsuf are lights, while the Netzachot Yesod are the vessels, as stated above. Netzachot Yesod of Abba, which also serve as vessels for other mentalities, are also termed Tselem, for when Netzachot Yesod of Abba enters Netzachot Yesod of Ema, and are vested in them, as we mentioned in the beginning of this exposition, and their radiance shines forth outside, it must pass through Netzachot Yesod of Ema. It is therefore also termed Tselem. There is thus a Tselem of Abba and a Tselem of Ema, both of which are vessels, Netzachot Yesod, but their respective mentalities are not termed Tselem. To return to our subject, the Sadiq of Tselem refers to Netzachot Yesod of Ema or of Abba. The Lamed of Tselem refers to Chesed Gevurah Tiferet, and the Mem of Tselem refers to Chachma, Bina, and Dat. For the three letters of Tselem comprise all 10 sub-sephirot of Ema, although alluded to in the name Echie, spelled out with the letter Yud. This having the numerical value of Tselem as above. It is also known that the Mem of Tselem signifies the higher surrounding mentalities. These being the mentalities that are not vested in garments or vessels of Ema. But the Lamed of Tselem signifies the secondary surrounding mentalities. These being the mentalities that are vested in the vessels of Chesed, Devorah, and Tiferet of Ema. Similarly, the Tzaddik of Tselem signifies the inner mentalities. These being the mentalities vested in the vessels of Netzach Hod Yesod of Ema. Tzaddik, the inner mentalities are vested in Netzach Hod Yesod of Ema. Lamed, the secondary surrounding mentalities are vested in Chesed Gevura Tiferet of Ema. And the Mem, the higher surrounding mentalities, are not vested. According to this, it follows that just as four aspects of Leah issue from the inner mentalities alluded to by the Tzaddik of Tselem, so do four other aspects of Leah issue from the secondary surrounding mentalities alluded to by the Lamed of Tselem, for they also possess vessels of Ema. But no aspect of Leah issues from the higher surrounding mentalities alluded to by the Mem of Tselem. This is because the Partsuf of Leah is not produced from unvested mentalities, but rather from the malchuts of the vessels of Ema or Abba, as stated above. These higher surrounding mentalities possess no vessels at all, as we said, and therefore they produce no aspect of Leah whatsoever. Nonetheless, know that the four aspects of Leah produced from the secondary surrounding mentalities alluded to by the Lamed of Tselem are termed tents rather than Leah. Leah is spelled Lamed Aleph He, and the word for tent, Ohel, is spelled Aleph He Lamed. Two words are thus permutations of each other. This is appropriate for a tent. For a tent surrounds and encompasses a person. Similarly, the layers produced by the secondary surrounding mentalities are like a tent that surrounds the layers produced by the inner mentalities. It is to these surrounding layers that the Torah alludes when it says, and he went into the tent of Leah. These are also termed the heavenly Jerusalem, meaning it is known that the Partsuf of Rachel is termed Zion, which is the merciful aspect of Jerusalem. The higher layers produced by the surrounding mentalities are called the heavenly Jerusalem. In the Gates of the Mitzvot, the Ari continues his dissertation, detailing the 18 aspects or stages of conveyance of supernal consciousness into Zeranpin. This essay will be continued at least two more times. We do not have enough time to finish reading the second that has already been prepared. The third is not yet available, so I'm delaying our further discussion of this concept. Does anybody have any questions? I wish you all a wonderful good evening. Remind you that tomorrow morning we will have Sleaf Oats once again. Bid you all Shabbat Shalom, Shalom, Shavua Tov. Shalom to all.
Shalom.
Shalom. Shalom. Shalom.